A transgender girl in Mississippi is not participating in her high school graduation ceremony because school officials told her to dress like a boy. A U.S. district judge ruled he won't block a decision by officials in Gulfport regarding Harrison Central High School's dress code. Attorney Linda Morris with the ACLU, which is representing the student and her family, says our client is being shamed and humiliated for explicitly discriminatory reasons, and her family is being denied a once-in-a-lifetime milestone in their daughter's life. The transgender girl had chosen a dress to wear with her cap and gown. Graduating boys are expected to wear white shirts and black slacks, while girls are expected to wear white dresses. I'm Julie Walker.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.